Put your hand up if you heard of the Walk for the Silent Many. These heroes of Australia have done a 9-day walk from Villawood Detention Centre.
Here they
are
now.
To Canberra. They've just finished it. All of them joined the walk because they want to change the cruel and inhumane asylum seeker system in this country. They walk because they're fed up and ashamed and angry at the current practices and policies and are calling on the government and politicians to do the good and right thing for the vulnerable asylum seekers that need our protection. They believe Australia could do much better than this. They did the walk in silence to symbolise the silence that's been imposed by the government around asylum seeker issues, but more importantly, the silence represented by the thousands of asylum seekers locked away in and offshore detention facilities out of sight with no voice and no rights.
So we'd like to introduce a couple of speakers from the 9-day walkers to come up here and share some of their experiences. Anne Hilton and Akmal Salep.
Look, I just wanted to say that I personally have never been that interested in politics, but what drew me here really is the fear that I have for this country that I've loved so much for most of my life. All the things that make this country attractive and great and appealing and people risking their lives to come here, things like compassion and democracy and freedom and transparency from our leaders and rulers, they're all being eradicated very quickly at an alarming rate. And I was born in a country that doesn't allow for this to happen, a peaceful protest. And we really need to kind of take that opportunity and make them very accountable. And the way they're treating the most vulnerable people on earth, whether they're unemployed or whether they're Aboriginal people or whether they're refugees, is really quite disgraceful, in my opinion. And it's just, you know, the whole, the way the treatment of the refugees, I find it really quite upsetting that we're quite happy to join these wars and these conflicts that we have nothing to do with. But when the consequence of these wars come to our shores, in the form of rickety boats, a handful of rickety boats, they demonize them and they treat them like cargo. And that's not Australia. That's not Australia that I love and really care about and very proud to live here. I'm very grateful that we got such great numbers. I would like to introduce the person who organised and initiated the silent walk, Anne Hilton.
Thank you all very much for such a warm and encouraging welcome. Before I start, though, I would like to invite the walkers that walked from Villawood Detention Centre to Canberra with me, beside me, behind me and in front of me all the way. Could you please come up here? This is a true example of commitment, dedication and passion and wanting something different for Australia and for our future. But before I say any more, I want to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the country through which we journeyed from Sydney to Canberra. We felt their spirit and we felt their blessing and we felt their welcome as we walked through their land. And we know only too well how closely they relate to the experiences of asylum seekers. During our 9-day journey, we did it in silence, by the way. The silence was to honour and represent the thousands of asylum seekers that this government has locked away behind barbed wire and electric fences, out of sight, out of visibility. They have no voice, they have no right. So we wanted to honour those asylum seekers. And it's not just the ones that are locked away in detention centres. It's the thousands in our community on bridging visas who also have no rights, who have no freedom and who have no voice. They live in daily fear of being returned to their country, so we want to honour them as well. And we want to honour the asylum seekers who didn't make it on their journey, trying to come to Australia to seek protection. So on our 9-day journey, we had plenty of opportunity to reflect on what this government is doing, how it's treating our most vulnerable people, and what it means for us as individuals and for us as a community and a nation. And we are totally disgusted. And we have decided we are not going to stay silent anymore on this most important issue. Our silence is now broken and you are not going to hear the end of us. And I just want to say this walk was inspired by the asylum seekers that I had the honour and the privilege to meet while I worked in a detention centre in Darwin. It was their courage, their determination and their resilience and spirit that gave me the courage and determination to do this walk and to make the commitment that I will do all I can to bring positive change to this system. We all agree that we don't want what's happening now to be the future of Australia. I don't want it for my children and my grandchildren sitting there in front of me. The Walkers don't want it for their children and their grandchildren, and I'm sure you don't either. We want our grandchildren and our children to grow up in a country that bases its decisions and policies on kindness, compassion, and smart economics, not on cruelty and suffering. And you know, when we walked through the many miles and through the small country towns, we had an opportunity to speak to local people at night. And there was a theme running through, and it was like, well, what can we do? We feel so hopeless. We've lost hope. We're despairing. We don't like what's happening. We want it to change, but what can we do? And I remember saying to one elderly man, well, you can't give up hope. We can't be despairing. Because if we give up hope, and if we are despairing, what's left for the asylum seekers? They need us to be their hope, and they need us to be their voice, and they need us to seek justice for them. So it's our responsibility to maintain hope and to bring about change. Because all of these wonderful people, we believe in the humanity of Australia, and we have experienced the humanity of Australia as we walk. The hospitality, the generosity, the kindness, the care, and the compassion. And that's what we want the asylum seekers to experience. We want them to experience the Australia that we experienced on our walk.